All right, Chad Reed, Monster Cup. Yeah, Pookie's got a bat.
Why does your wife have a bat?
It's a long story. Look, not a lot of prep coming in, so maybe not the night you wanted to, but talk about it anyways.
Yeah, honestly, it was a lot of, like, I had fun. Even press day, like, I did more laps in press day than I had done in 6 weeks, so, you know, you obviously, you acknowledge and know that it's going to be a tough weekend, but, yeah, I mean, to finish, I think I finished 10th overall, and it feels like the potential that I feel is there, and that's what you always want, so, yeah, generally, though on paper, it looks like we're far off, yeah, I feel like with some time, we could get there, so I'm encouraged by the weekend and again, just like, yeah, we had no issues.
Yeah,
everything went smooth.
I was gonna ask about a bike issue in that last practice. I thought maybe you had one or no.
Nah, not that I remember. Right. Yeah, no, I didn't. Okay. I mean, really, the biggest issue all day was I didn't get a good lap in. I was on a decent lap when unfortunately Dino crashed. So then that kind of put me in the last chance. But yeah, I just took too long. You know, like even when I'm at my best, I take too long to get up to speed. But I actually tried to take it a little easier this weekend, if I'm honest. I didn't want to, do it good. You have to understand where you're at and just kind of just, you know, chip away and feel it out. My first and second starts were really good. My third one was terrible. I don't know why. I just got a lot of traction and wheelied and roost hurt way too much.
Yeah. I know someone else was telling me that earlier. So you'll be on a Honda for the overseas stuff and Australia stuff. Is that kind of set in stone?
Yeah, that's a plan. I think, you know, Ben will clean this thing up and we'll put it in a crate and probably send this one off to New Zealand, actually. So,
did you do your test or why a Honda?
I didn't do a test.
So
no,
why a Honda?
I
mean,
I chose a Honda because I generally think that there's a lot of options, you know, like there's a lot of people that make parts for the Honda. It seems like a Honda and a Yamaha, you can go and buy, like, there's like probably like two or three sets of triple clamp companies that make it. There's linkages that people make. There's, you know, there's just a lot of things like engine mounts, you know, Chassis Labs, you know, Scott's experience with the factory race teams over the years, you know, like you put good products on these bikes and they quickly come around. And I can say that probably the roughest this whole thing, like the first day was a disaster. Everything was thrown together. It was kind of like we had to, you know, we just had a lot of issues. And then day two went a little smoother. Day three, and then I was smoked because I went 3 days straight. And then that was it. We came back one more day to ride my race bike, and then we went to Vegas. So, that's probably my answer. And then I would say that first impression was kind of like, shit, what did I do here? You know, like, and I don't think it was a bike issue. It was just like, it was more, it was actually, we had some wrong parts. And so it was kind of throwing us a bit of a curveball. And then we luckily found it, you know, kind of towards the end of the day, and we regrouped and came back and everything was real good. And then from there, you know, obviously I think it helps a lot. The fact that, you know, I'm working with, with Johnny, and
he knows a thing or two about suspension and kind of what you like to.
Johnny and his company with Art of War.
Right.
What are you looking for? Keys? Then I, you know, like you just spent 12 months working with the guy, I wouldn't say we cut corners, but you can get to where you need to quite fast. So I think that probably honestly contributed to the fact that I was, comfortable. The only thing we did all day is I added 5cc of oil to the fork, and that was it. And, like, we didn't even really mess with it. So
I believe Johnny couldn't come out though. I already gave him shit. They couldn't be here.
Yeah, he had a baby shower.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you only have a first baby one time, so fully understand that. And honestly, it was kind of nice not to have someone, because I feel like, I mean, could we have made changes to make it better? Absolutely. But it was kind of nice to just generally go out, spend laps, ride laps, get more comfortable, you know, feel an issue. And then when that issue happens over and over and over, or if you like, oh, I need it to be a little better here or there, like you kind of like, I felt like I'm leaving here with a, you know, a head full of steam on knowing what to tackle next. So, yeah, like I said, just honestly, yeah, like on paper, you can't, nothing to call home about, but just like I don't know, confidently, I don't think that there's no one out there that would do what I did this weekend. That
was, probably not with that little time.
It was pretty ridiculous. And honestly, it was all CBD MD driven. You know, I was well aware of them working with Feld and this deal, and as soon as that happened, and then they're like, will you do it? And how else do you do it with somebody else, you know? So you support the people that support you. Yeah. So here we are, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. That's one of my questions. Yeah, they're on board with the Supercross guys now, and of course you battled with these guys last year, and we met with the lawyers. The media guys met with the lawyer from Feld, and I said, oh, I can't wait to talk to Chad about this, and they made a joke about it too. But I mean, I'm glad to see it's more accepted, right? And this is a pot of money, not just for the series, but for teams and riders. Like, it's a good thing.
I think it's a category, and that needs to be a little bit freer. I will say that, you know, I think I mentioned this to you when I was in Vegas a couple of weeks ago. It's not a category that's equal. You know, it's not an equal category. Like, there is, you know, there is certain CBD companies that I don't think fit Supercross.
Some of them make some pretty outrageous claims.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of things like that. So it's, like, you know, like, even last year, I mean, do you want to be censored? No, but you understand it. You know, like, the big picture. I saw the big picture, and that's why I took advantage of, you know, these guys, you know, being able to work with Feld, because the big scheme of things, it helps me, you know, like, you know, when I can physically, you know, or visually, you know, run the logo, that helps me as well. So, yeah, just proud. I mean, from Discount Tire to now CBD MD, I'm contributing to Supercross. So hopefully I leave it better than when I arrived in it.
What do you think about the reverse direction of the tracks tonight and the whole that format idea?
I like the idea, but in reality, I think we were all promised that they were going to tweak on the track and make it, you know, kind of like fix the rhythms and stuff.
Like in between the races?
Yeah. And, you know, like that was kind of like generally everyone was like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. And then it just, I think it, in reality, that was really challenging and tough to pull off. So like when we went backwards, like you really felt like you were going backwards, you know, like it didn't like I struggled with it all day. So maybe I was a little more sensitive than most just because of my lack of time on the bike, but I just in general felt a little bit sketchy going the other way. Just like it had, mainly because, like, you know, like the last practice and then also our race, there was a lot of like when, you know, accelerating down the backside of the jump, and that was now our takeoff. It was just it was a little bit sketchy.
Last question. Evan Ferry won the night, and you're gonna stick around to race him, I guess. That's what Timmy just told me.
Oh my god, I just talked to Timmy, and Ellie goes, you know, like she was like, how old is he again? And he's like 15. And I'm like I mean, I don't know that he goes pro next year, but like he literally could go pro at 16 years old. And I'm like, man, I might have to drop down to the lights class so I can race two ferries. But yeah, no, I so awesome. I mean, obviously he doesn't ride a whole lot of Supercross, but having, you know, the people that he sees and the access to Supercross, it's pretty cool to see him go out and crush
it's
like that.
It's depressing for me to go interview the kid.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my god, I gotta stop this. I gotta get out of here. So anyways, thanks for doing this. I'll see you at Paris, right?
Oh yeah, Paris, you're gonna be there.
Cool. Right. Thanks.
Cheers.